This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Welcome back to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm spelling my boss for just a moment so that he has time to consume his popcorn.
Do you got any priorities?
That's right.
In life, popcorn's right up there near the top during this.
Well, you and JJ went and got some.
Well, we got a pandemic going on. You know what I'm saying? And popcorn means more during a pandemic. I was taught that by my grandmother.
Speaking of corn.
Oh, no.
My daughters, Casey James and Tegan, we planted a garden this year, and we went out and got 200 ears of corn a couple of evenings ago. And we've had tomatoes running
I'll
out
take
our
some.
Ears. Okay.
Tomatoes running out of your ears of
yeah.
corn?
No, tomatoes.
Hey, I'll take some of those tomatoes.
Okay.
And those summertime tomatoes, you can't beat them.
I brought some to some
I'm not talking about the
co-workers.
Ones that are half green, half red
That's
now, right?
Right. No, these are
red,
these are
ready to go.
Ready to go. And I've been supplying my neighbors on both sides of our house. Part of growing a garden, you grow it a little bit more so you can be a blessing and share. And this is Tegan. She's 5 years old. This is her first chance to plant a garden.
Okay.
All the rest of the kids, we always involved them for a lot of reasons. We want them to see that food didn't magically appear at the store and that when you plant something and work hard, you get the reward. So Tegan, anytime somebody pulls in the driveway, they get out of the car, first words out of her mouth, hey, you want to see our garden? And, you know, and so then Melanie was telling somebody about, you know, they've shucked the corn and they got so excited about all of it. Tegan, more than any of them, well, Melanie was telling somebody, I overheard her, she said, Tegan has talks about that garden and wants to go out there and take me out there every day. She said, I believe she'd sleep in the garden if we'd let her.
That's amazing.
Most,
hey, don't
most,
not green tomatoes, by the way. That's what
I like fried green tomatoes.
There you go.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah, most Americans think food comes from the grocery store.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And it does, but not originally.
Right. Well, now, the pandemic caused a lot of people for the first time to grow a garden, and that was good. We've had one for 20 years, every year except last year was we took a break.
Well, if not for gardens, we wouldn't have popcorn.
That's
you know
right.
what I'm saying?
That's right.
Hey, I've driven through the fields where they grow popcorn.
Yeah.
And I just thought, you know, it really, I understood what popcorn was. I understand how it works.
Hey.
But you just don't think of fields of popcorn.
Right.
Knowing that's what it's for. Anyway.
How hot is it?
It's hot enough to pop popcorn.
Yeah, it's hot enough that corn pops in the field.
Yeah, and if it weren't for those people frying eggs on the sidewalk, we'd never have any real good
do
work.
Do we know this,
right. about.
Did you want to
I think what
reset?
We need, yeah, I think what we need to do here is repeat our questions that have
heretofore
gone unanswered. You know, Ed was talking to a fella out in Dallas on the phone about he didn't know him from Adam. Didn't even know him from anybody. Ed may have shared this. So Ed's taking care of some kind of personal business, having to call somebody out in Dallas about something.
Now, are you going to violate HIPAA by telling the rest
of
the story?
I don't think so. I'm not going to mention any names or serial numbers. Or
other than Ed's.
Or give a credit card information. the guy ends the conversation with something about heretofore. No. And as it turns out, Ed got off the phone. This is what he told me. He got off the phone with this fella and said, nobody uses heretofore. And he called him back and he said, yeah, I'm a listener.
Oh, wow.
He said, I listen to Trivia Friday and. So just random, could have called millions of people in the USA and happened to be on the phone with a guy who listens to AFR.
Oh,
and we've got Brad back.
That's
so
let's repeat our questions, then we'll go back to Brad in Kansas.
Perfect.
All right. If the umpire, I'm going to add a couple is what I'm trying to say. If the umpire's count on the batter is 2-1, how many strikes does the batter have? True or false? Tim, since you enjoyed esophagus so much.
Yeah.
The term pes planus is a medical term that means you have a flat head. Is that true or false?
Here's
Pez
what I've,
planus.
Here's
JJ?
What I've got. You use an octothorpe every week, maybe every day. What is an octothorpe? And let me give you a hint, since it's late in the program. Doesn't have anything to do with it's not a body part. It's something in the English language. It's a writer's kind of a thing.
Oh, okay. So it's not the bathtub.
Right.
Okay.
Not the bathtub. Octothorpe. What is an octothorpe? Second, who is the first African-American to be appointed as a U.S. Supreme Court justice? Third question, I'll add one. Which real estate tycoon wrote the book The Art of the Deal? Which real estate tycoon wrote the book The Art of the Deal?
Believe I know him. By the way, I had one that was missed. Which former U.S. president was elected to the Golf Hall of Fame?
Oh, good.
In 2011. Tim?
All right, my three riddles. Here's number one. I have two legs, but they only touch the ground while I'm at rest, ironically. What am I? Anybody got that one? Number two. Number two, it has a tongue but never talks, has no legs but often walks. What is it?
Know that one.
Finally, I am rarely touched but often held, and if you are smart, you'll use me well. What am I? Got it?
I don't got that one.
All right, let's go.
All right, Brad, welcome back. Trivia Friday. Let's go.
I mean, the planets must be in line to get through twice today.
That's right.
Well, no, I don't know. No. You probably didn't hear us. We had asked you to send us an email, and we were actually going to call you because we wanted to give you a
right.
shot.
Hey, Brad, now don't use up your time that you got remaining fussing at us. That's what happened last time, and the Lord punished you for it.
Wow.
It's just frustrating because I was ready to answer a question, and somebody called me and hung you guys up.
All right,
like,
hey.
What?
Which question you want to answer?
The first African-American Supreme Court justice.
Yes, sir. What was his name?
His name was Thurgood Marshall.
Nice. You got it. Thurgood Marshall.
Right, what's your... Boy, that's a different kind of name.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
anyway.
Thurgood.
What's your question for us?
Mm-hmm.
I had three of them, but I got to pick one here, right?
Right.
Yes, sir.
Okay. In a can of fruit cocktail, how many different types of fruit are there, and what are they?
Wow.
All right, you got cherry, because they're pretty rare.
Pineapple.
You got orange, peach. Little orange slice, peach.
You talking about the, like you buy in the grocery store?
Yeah, the little can of fruit cocktail.
Yeah. And the sauce is okay. It's worth just taking a sip of by itself. And that's good for
it's
what
sweet.
Ails you.
Yeah.
Yes. So cherry, the pineapple, the
peach,
the orange.
Now, is it an orange or a mandarin orange? I don't know how specific he's going to be.
Right. But how many? I think he said how many different
How many?
Kinds.
I was thinking five or six.
Oh, there's a pear.
Pear
is in there.
Right.
Five. What do you guys
is there
say?
A kiwi?
Five? I don't think there's a kiwi. They didn't have kiwis back when
came
out.
All right.
What do y'all think? Five or six, Tim?
Six.
Six. Let's go with six.
Okay, Brad? You're going with six?
Yes, sir.
You rattled a bunch off. Actually, there's five. There's the cherry, the peach, the pear, the grape, and pineapple.
So we missed one, but we got all the others.
Yeah, we said the orange is not in there, and we forgot the grape.
Right.
You forgot the grape.
Yep.
So
yeah, wow.
I kept it easy for you guys.
No, all right. Well, you think
Thank you,
you
Brad.
Did.
Well, we were close. Close counts and horseshoes and hand grenades.
You guys have a good day.
Thank all right, you, buddy.
You too, Brad. God bless. All Moving right. on to Teresa now from Missouri. Teresa, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
Hi, Teresa. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Wonderful. Where in Missouri are you calling from?
I'm from Boot Hill of Missouri, Charleston, Missouri.
Is that near Kennett?
It's probably about an hour from Kennett. I'm on the confluence where the Ohio and the Mississippi rivers meet.
Yes, okay.
I can be in Kentucky in 10 minutes, and I can be in Illinois in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So.
That, nice. may be the Paducah station you're listening to. Actually,
I believe it is.
I was up there a few weeks ago, Teresa, not too far from you, in St. Genevieve. I spoke at a pregnancy center banquet, and so that's not too far from where you are.
All right, ask, answer, or both, Teresa.
Well, I was gonna answer one that's already been answered, but I'll try to answer yours about the tongue and the no walking.
Okay, let me repeat it. Let me repeat it, Teresa, and then you can answer it for those who are just tuning in. It has a tongue, but never talks. Has no legs, but often walks. What is it?
I would say a shoe.
Way to go, Teresa.
There you go. That's probably a 5 or 6 on degree on a scale of 1 to 10. That's not easy right there. But there you go. What's your question for us, Teresa?
Who was Jesus' maternal grandmother?
Who was Jesus' maternal grandmother?
Yes.
So Mary's mom. Who was Mary's mom?
Right. Mary's mom.
I know her aunt, you know, who was carrying John the Baptist.
Right.
But I don't know that I ever heard her mom's name mentioned.
Yeah, I'm going to say it was Mary's mom. That's my answer.
Do you know her name?
Mrs. Mary's mom.
I don't remember seeing that.
Tim's looking at me.
I listen to you guys all the time. I'm a good Catholic girl. And we learn in our catechism that her name was Anne.
I'm going to look for her the next time we set the nativity scene out at Christmas.
Okay. Look for her.
Anne.
Mary's mother's name was Anne.
Thank you for that, Teresa. And thank you for listening to AFR. You have a wonderful weekend.
Moving on.
Thank you.
Is that a Catholic teaching? I've never heard that.
I think that's what she said.
I've never heard that in a Protestant church is what I'm saying.
Right.
But maybe that's Catholic.
Right.
Well, obviously it is. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. And if you want to send us an email, comments@afr.net.
We've gotten several, so thank you for those.
You really mean that, Jim?
Yeah, I mean, most of them.
Okay, most of them.
I'm grateful for most of them.
But we thank you for listening to AFR.
I'm transparent.
Yeah, you are, Jim. That's fine. People know where you stand.
That's right.
Or where you sit. All right, back to the phones.
Amelia from Texas.
Yeah,
please get me out of trouble.
It would be my honor, distinguished and astute professors.
Wow.
Thank you, Amelia.
Man. Thank you for recognizing what others won't. oftentimes, you see it.
Well, they're just plain wrong.
Yeah, well, they're just plain wrong. Just wrong. Hey, Amelia, where are you calling from in the Lone Star State?
Troy, it's about 45 minutes south of Waco.
Okay.
We know right where you are.
Down the Fort Hood area, Killeen?
Around there.
All right. Oh, well, listen, Amelia, thanks for calling. Ask, answer, or both?
I like to do both.
All right. Which one do you want to answer?
I'm going to see if I can remember the name of it. The one about the octagon?
About the octagon?
Oh, yeah, here it is. You probably use an octothorp every week, maybe every day. And, Amelia, I want to know, here's my question. What is an octothorp?
I believe it is the pound symbol.
It is the pound
sign. Wow.
The pound symbol. And I guess, isn't the pound sign also hashtag?
It is now, yes, sir.
Right. So that hashtag, that technically is called an octothorp. Like you have a comma, semicolon, everything. Pound sign is an octothorp.
I thought it was so you knew how to play tic-tac-toe.
Yeah, tic-tac-toe.
Yeah,
multiple use.
That's right. When you pinch your screen and enlarge it, then you can play tic-tac-toe.
It's also a sound. It's a sign for distress. Yeah.
Okay.
You're trapped in Africa.
Amelia, did you have a question for us?
No, look it up. I mean, I'm not making this stuff up.
No.
I remember.
And you hear a lion getting close. Yes. You say, he's 5 miles away.
Hashtag scared to death.
Octothorpe, scared to death.
And by the time you get Octo out, the lion's got you. So.
Yeah. I hope somebody today, when they're sitting there having that conversation, and they say, Octothorpe, you know, and then add what they were going to do for their hashtag, you know.
Oh, mercy. Amelia, did you have a question for us, please, ma'am?
Yes, my question is about hedgehogs.
Oh, there we go.
There's two answers for this. What do you call a group of hedgehogs?
Sonics. No.
Now, let me throw this out.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Where did you? Oh, is that like a cartoon?
Yeah.
This sounds like I'm making this
up. We're just talking, Amelia. Yeah. Don't comment.
Amelia, this sounds like I'm making this up, but one of my daughters is an artist, a for real artist. Artists and musicians, I'm trying to be real diplomatic here, they really do march to the beat of a different drum. So we asked her a few years ago, what do you want for your birthday? She said, I want a hedgehog. And so we bought her a hedgehog for her birthday.
Nice.
But I don't know what a group of them is called.
A hedgehog? What?
It's just like a little tiny porcupine-looking thing. It didn't do too much. It wouldn't fetch.
How long did it
wouldn't
live?
Go get the sweater. I mean, the slippers. It wouldn't do much of anything.
How long did it?
Yeah, get teeny tiny leaves when
raise
you
them?
Take it out for a walk.
People raise hedgehogs?
Yeah, they
pets?
Yeah, do. Well, I have to drive to Tennessee to find one for sale. Right? Yeah.
It's
crazy what you'll do for your kids.
I have one right here.
You've got one?
I have a hedgehog right here.
So what's if you had a bunch of them, what would you have?
Well, what's the name of your hedgehog?
Let's see what you did there, Jim.
My hedgehog's name is Sweet Pickle, but we call him Pokers.
Pokers. I like that. Sweet Pickle.
Wait a minute. You have a nickname for a real name for a hedgehog?
Hey, Amelia.
Excuses. Tim has checked out for a moment.
What was the real name now, the technical
Sweet
name?
Sweet Pickles.
Sweet Pickles.
Oh, Sweet Pickles.
But they call it Pokers.
The name for a group of the name for a group of hedgehogs is a prickle or an array.
A prickle.
A prickle.
Or an array.
Yeah.
Or an array.
An array of hedgehogs.
Yeah.
So if I go to my window in my house, look out in my backyard, pull the curtains back, and call my wife over, and I say, honey, you got to come over here and look outside in our backyard. We got an
array.
Array of hedgehogs out here.
To go with your pink flamingos.
You'd be saying the right thing.
Would be. I'd be correct.
Hey, Amelia, a lot of people don't know this, but you can teach prickles or poker. You can teach that little dude to catch a Frisbee. Now, you don't want to use a regulation-size Frisbee. That would be harmful. But you might want to take like a little aspirin bottle cap or something like that and teach that little a hedgehog to catch Frisbee and probably probably roll over, play dead, some other things. But
well,
that's
you can go on the road with
it.
the circus.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you can,
hey, Amelia, thanks for your call. Have a great weekend, and thanks for playing along with us.
Next up, you're in the circus.
We've got the ladies and gentlemen.
No impact at all on trying to move on.
We got the hedgehog.
Frisbee catching hedgehog.
Wait, no. In this corner, Sweet Pickles, also known as Poker.
Whatever happened to the freak show?
The politically correct crowd
did away with it.
Booed him off the stage a long time ago.
You remember?
Yeah.
We grew up at the Fair and Dairy Show, is what they called it where we lived. Mississippi, Alabama Fair and Dairy Show. And come around every fall, and they'd have the freak show.
Talking about the circus, they would have the fair.
The fair.
And then that was one of the little tents coming in.
The bearded lady.
The tent you were scared to go into as a kid.
Yeah.
Hey, Isaac from Missouri. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello. How are you doing?
Well, we're great.
Isaac.
Awesome.
How you doing, brother?
Okay. I'm doing well. And I have to say, my mama would tell me that I have too much time on my hands if I were to crack myself up that much. But I think you guys have a little too much time on your hands. I'm just kidding.
We've been told that.
You're right, Isaac.
We've been judged that way. Isaac,
hey,
appreciate you doing that.
There's nothing wrong with laughter. Laughter's awesome.
Yeah.
And my name in Hebrew means he will fill your mouth with laughter.
Right.
Amen.
Right. That's right. Because she was in the tent laughing, and those two angels or the Lord said, you laughed when we said you were going to have a baby. No, I didn't. So the baby was going to be named Laughter. Hey, Isaac, ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to do both.
Which one do you want to answer?
I'd like to thank Fred for taking the question I was going to answer, but about the Supreme Court justice. Mm-hmm. But instead, the book, The Art of the Deal.
Yes, here's the question. Which real estate tycoon wrote the book, The Art of the Deal?
That would be President Donald J. Trump.
You're exactly right.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
That's 20 years old or so, I guess.
It was a bestseller, and I haven't read that, but I've heard about it, seen it. The Art of the Deal.
You could have been a contributing author. Yep. His brother, you can wheel and deal.
Hey, Isaac, what is your question for us?
Okay, my question for you is has to do with a government official, and it is, who was the first female governor in the United States?
Guys, I saw this in print, and I was very surprised that it was like Wyoming or Montana, and I mean it was like back in the 20s or 30s, it seems like, because, you know, they weren't even recognizing women in the workplace or those kinds of things, so I was shocked to see how far back it was, but it seems like it was out in Big Sky Country. You want to pick one of those?
Like Wyoming? I have no idea.
Montana.
Yeah, Montana, Isaac.
You are so close. It was actually Wyoming, and her name was Nellie Ross. And I believe she was elected in 1930 or 1932, somewhere around there.
You know how many people were living there then? There were nine people living in Wyoming.
And eight of them were family members.
And it was her family. It was her family, and they voted for her.
Well, what happened? The backstory, she's the only one that survived the winter. And so whenever they came around for the primary, she said, I'm going to write myself in on the ballot.
But that's interesting, Isaac. And JJ, you were in the region.
I was right there. Yeah, I knew I'd read that somewhere. I don't know how.
There you go.
Able to sift through the sawdust and pull that out.
And she's actually the only female governor that they've had in Wyoming.
Wow. Well, that's a great bit of political trivia. Thank you for that, Isaac. God bless you. You have
You're
a wonderful
welcome.
Weekend.
God bless you all.
Tim, I tried to get your attention a moment ago.
Yes,
thanks,
sir.
Isaac. Have a great weekend. God bless. We have a TV in here, a monitor, if you will, so that we can see the news and stuff. And sometimes, as most folks do, it goes to commercials. And on the commercial was a hedgehog.
No kidding.
I was going to show you what one looked like.
What is that? I've seen them just rarely, but I don't ever had one. I've never held one. What, they look like a little like a beaver?
No, maybe? It looked like a little porcupine, but it was the size of your...
Oh, yeah.
A little
yeah.
smaller than your fist.
It's bigger than a hamster. So, yeah.
You got time for one more call?
Okay.
No, we don't. Nope. They're gone.
All right.
All right. So, we need to repeat. We need to give the answers to the questions that have
heretofore
gone unanswered.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Which president, former president, was elected to the Golf Hall of Fame in 2011?
Maybe Eisenhower?
George H.W. Bush.
George, I wonder why. Maybe he was, I don't know.
That
but anyway.
Would be a,
not going to do it.
Right.
Not going to walk.
Not
going to use
that.
Going to use the golf cart.
Not
going to do it.
Wouldn't be prudent.
So,
go ahead. That was
free. There you go. If an umpire's count on the batter is 2-1, how many strikes does the batter have?
One.
Absolutely.
Because balls go before strikes.
That's right.
3-2 count.
And for
a
bonus, which hand is the balls counted on?
I don't know.
Left.
Never noticed.
Tim, the term pes planus is a medical term that means you're having a flat head. True or false? That's false. The term pes planus means you have flat feet.
I'm all mine's
answer. I have two legs, but they only touch the ground while I'm at rest. What am
bird?
I?
What is it?
A wheelbarrow.
Wheelbarrow.
I have two legs, but they only touch the ground when I'm at rest. Get it?
Yes.
Yeah.
A wheelbarrow. And finally, I am rarely touched but often held. And if you are smart, you'll use me well. What am I?
Bar of soap.
Your tongue.
Your tongue.
I am rarely touched, but often held. And if you are smart, you'll use me well.
Oh.
What am I?
Right out of the book
nice.
Of James.
A tongue. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you back here on Monday.